With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. World leaders are keeping close tabs on that new agreement between Russia and North Korea that requires the countries to provide immediate military assistance in the event of war. More on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency has reported that the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Agreement, reached by its leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin, says that Article 4 of that agreement states that if one of the countries gets invaded and is pushed into a state of war, that the other must deploy, quote, all means at its disposal without delay to provide military and other assistance. The deal could mark the strongest connection between Moscow and North Korea since the end of the Cold War. Both Kim and Putin describe it as a major upgrade of their relations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, alleged treason in Moscow. Karen Chamas reports.
A Russian-American woman is being tried in a Russian court on charges of treason. Ksenia Karelina, also known as Ksenia Khavana, lives in Los Angeles. She was arrested when she traveled to Yekaterinburg in February to visit her family there. She's accused of raising money for a Ukrainian organization that was providing weapons, among other supplies, to the Ukrainian military. Her boyfriend has said she made a single donation of about $50 to a Ukrainian organization, according to media reports. Karolina's trial comes as tensions rise between Washington and Moscow, including over the arrests of two American journalists. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House says it will rush delivery of an air defense interceptor missiles to Ukraine by redirecting shipments that have been planned for other alleged or allied nations. The move comes as Washington scrambles to counter increased Russian attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. National Security spokesman John Kirby calls it a difficult but necessary decision. This is SRN News. Colorado expands assisted suicide. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Jared Polis, nurses will be allowed to evaluate patients and give them drugs with which they can take their own life. The new law reduces the waiting period from 2 weeks to one and allows doctors to waive the wait entirely if they wish to. As more states embrace assisted suicide, pro-life advocates warn that a right to die will quickly become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have found an unlikely champion in swing state Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey will appear on November's ballot as attacking Republican challenger David McCormick over opposing abortion. That's quite a reframing for Casey, who has once called himself a pro-life Democrat. Casey, whose race is seen as crucial to Democrats' effort to defend their razor-thin Senate majority, is outraged by the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Correspondent Alex Vega reports mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest level since April.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.87%. That's the lowest level since early April. The average rate has been hovering around 7% this year, a trend that's weighed on home sales. The recent pullback follows signs of cooling inflation, which has helped bring down yields on 10-year U.S. Treasury bonds. Lenders use those as a guide to pricing home loans. Economists say mortgage rates are unlikely to drop significantly until the Federal Reserve sees more evidence of slowing inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
The former CEO of a publicly traded healthcare company based in Nevada has been found guilty of multimillion-dollar insider trading scheme. A federal jury in Los Angeles convicted Terran Scott Pizer yesterday. The Justice Department says it's the first case it's prosecuted exclusively based on a special trading plan that lets the company insiders create a predetermined plan to sell shares. More details at SRNnews.com.